Everybody, well, today is Saturday, and Saturday is our time to go to the Lightship, so Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. And the day today is the third day in February 2018, so we'll clear the date for everyone. Remember, these days cord you from your past, so here we go. Releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And that feels good to me. And we'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, wherever that is, cell phone or whatever you have up. And let's energize that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, bringing peace to you. And if you have a situation, a condition that has crossed your path, we'll release that timeline that you're on. We'll think of it now. And here we go. Releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Oh, we'll turn it over to Ann. Are you ready to go, Ann?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Welcome, and welcome all to all of our listeners. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amitron. As Ron said, it's Saturday, so later in the show, we'll be making a visit to Creation Lightship to experience, well, lots of things, really, beauty and peace and the lucky people who are more sensitive and see things will really have an exciting time because you can experience different forms of nature as well as request a physical healing, one issue that you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you. And you'll want to be a little bit prepared because you need to speak to them out loud. You also have the option of writing down whatever your issue is. I know people are listening from all over the world, actually, and it might be different times of day. Maybe someone's even at work, and they can't just say, I have a boo-boo on my toe, out loud, so write it down. And also, we already got one request from somebody, so thank you. And you may request rooms you'd like to visit. So if you've been on the show before, you know the kinds of things that people request, and a lot of them are really, well, they're all great and they're all fun. So anything of nature you'd like to experience, write that in, and we'll make that request to Ron that we visit those rooms. And also, anything you'd like to write in to ask Ron about or write a testimonial about a healing experience you've had or any experience you've had with the healings, you can send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, or you can click on the Fast Chat button that's on the BBS radio station page. And I'll actually get all of those in the email as well. So whatever's easier for you to contact us, we have a lot of questions, testimonials, and things already in the inbox, Ron. So if you'd like, we can just get started reading some emails.
Let's just hit it. Yeah, we'll see what we can cover. More the merrier tonight.
It. I like
that. Hey.
I'm going down into some of the older ones that we haven't gotten to yet. Okay. Wow, there's a lot. That's good. Okay. Okay, about animals. Do any listeners know which shows Ron has dedicated to animal healing? I'd appreciate you sharing that because I want to share with friends and family who are pet owners. Well, one thing, Ron has done that, and maybe people can send in what those shows were, but any whole life healing that you've purchased, you can run on your animals, which is a very generous thing that Ron did for all of us. So, you know, don't go ahead and do that for all your pets. Okay. And well, okay, so my computer for some reason wants to stop on me, so I'm going to jump ahead and make an announcement, which I think is wonderful, good news. Next weekend, the 9th 10th, 11th, and 12th. Ron will be at the LA Expo. And during that weekend, he's doing four talks, workshops, lectures, et cetera. And he is going to allow us to participate by calling in on the phone for a donation of $20. We can listen to all four of the lectures. And what you can do is make a donation and send your receipt to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will send you out the phone and PIN number so that you can access those calls. And we can share this again, but for now, if you want to do that, you can write this down. The lectures will be Friday at 7, Sunday at 3, Monday at 11. And all of those times are Pacific Standard Time, like our shows and Ron's, most of Ron's calls are. And there's going to be one on Saturday, but I was unable to confirm the time of that one yet. But we will get that to you.
And, just put it in there, Anne, for you.
Oh, you did? Okay, great. Great. Thank you. Friday 7... Okay, you put it on the fast chat?
Yep, it's there, yeah. So it's going to be at
Saturday. I see, 2 p.m. on Saturday. Wonderful. Yep. Now we have all of it. And that one is called...
2 to 3:30.
Right, 2 to 3:30. Okay. That one's called Alien Technology, Abductions, Implants, Cloning, and Timelines. All that awful information, but that's really good for us to... no, so we can protect ourselves. Okay.
Yeah, you don't know how thick that soup is around you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not knowing puts you in you know, down the rabbit hole and in harm's way of these things. So
mm-hmm.
Not knowing about them is very detrimental to you, and it could actually kill you if you don't know what's going on. That's why we have clearings to protect you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, now I'm going. My computer's going again. Sorry about that. And, okay, wow, a whole lot of emails, messages just came in. Someone wrote in, the emergency healing works as of the end of the Friday show last night. And thank you. I love that clearing and have missed it. So Ron announced last night that there's a new free healing on the website, which is the emergency healing. And of course, he also announced that the Be Here Now wonderful clearing will remain free for everybody to use. So someone also has a question. If they're running some healings for a friend, is it a good idea or should they put their picture up?
It always helps. It's not necessarily needed, but if you do have a picture, then the energy from the light being will be transmitted to their picture, which can be helpful. So if
right,
you have a picture,
right,
do
yeah.
it. Or right. get a picture. You know, everything is now pretty, you know, pretty high tech. Now with the cell phone, taking a picture and then if you have that
right.
printed out, you know, so that would work. But yeah, it's always beneficial to do that.
Okay.
So back to you.
Great. Great. And somebody has a question here about how to clear yourself, us, of other people's anger being thrown on us. Is there a clearing for that? There is, of course, the whole life anger clearing. That
well, the anger's for you. That's what your anger toward that. You want to get into the curses, hexes, spells, or dark side practitioner clearing.
Right.
Maybe there's also, I think, a negative energy clearing, too, that we don't really talk about, but that's on the website, I believe.
Right.
Might be negative energy attachments or something. Oh, anyway... I do that one also. and then also do a cording release. I give it that energetic cording from people. And we actually do that on our Tuesday night calls, you release cords. But I think I have a whole lifetime clearing for that. Back to you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, people, for sending in your room requests. And a reminder that we'll do the birthdays tonight, and yes, we will do the birthdays tonight. Okay, someone has a description and question about the mental barcodes that a lot of people I know are working on right now. So this particular listener has 175 or had, and she's doing 10 every 30 minutes of step one, then doing 24 hours of spirit integration, then 175 codes, 10 at a time, on step two, 24-hour spirit integration. So she's breaking up the steps with spirit integration. That's really great. Then she's doing the set sequence timing body, then the magnetic and twisted bodies. So, you know, in between, I guess when she finishes each round of 10, she's doing those two healings. Is this a successful way to do this mental barcode clearing and follow up on it? Are there any other clearings to add on after this?
Well, that's very good, yeah. Those two clearings are excellent to do with that. You know, the set sequence timing puts your spirit with you in the now throughout your life. So that's what it's for. If you miss your spirit for maybe a couple of days or something, or you had some type of accident and it wasn't with you, it'll come back to you and do healing on you. So, yeah, this is wonderful. Yeah, I'd say that is good. I don't know what else you'd want to put with that to augment or help the clearing or give you more energy. This moment, I don't know, but those two are very nice. You know, you may want to do something with your cellular memory, maybe, getting that stuff off of you. You don't know how you're being hit with that mind energy coming in from the Beyondo.
Well, right, Ron, because just as a reminder, since that time, I think it was like a month ago already, you cleared our minds, took away our mind energy. You have suggested that we run the mental whole life and the cellular mental whole life clearing every day. So
yes,
that would just make sense because now the barcodes are gone. And that is so powerful.
I'd like to have a testimonial. Somebody has, maybe they didn't have too many. You know, a lot of you are probably still working on it, haven't completed, but, you know, maybe you're half done. Why don't you let me know how what feels to have half the stuff off of you. I'd be curious to find out if you're able to work with your brain quicker and faster. Maybe your body's freed up with all these barcodes put on it, which could also be robotic programs or implants. So it'd be nice to see somebody would like to say how they're feeling right now. To you.
Right, and you know, Ron, you just reminded me when you said that, that would be what I would say about it. I feel freer, and it's physical. It's energetic sort of in my life or around me, but also physically in my body. I would say I feel freer and lighter.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay. Someone wrote in, and I think this was from the Wednesday show, to thank you for clearing the trauma of animals. I can't stand to see them get hurt. Feel much better now.
Great.
And, oh, interesting that you talked about robotic, because this has been in here. I meant to actually get to this last week. And we do have a robotic mechanical clearing, and someone was asking if you would kindly do a sample of that, so they can sort of see if that's something they need. And it reminded me that we could talk about that healing a little, if you have anything to say about it, but also that you've told us before how to watch out for signs that we could be being robotic or programmed to be robotic, you know, in our habits and patterns, and I thought maybe you could give a quick review of that.
Well, typically, once you move your arm, maybe one of your arms out from your body, you put it like on your heart, your thumb, you know, your like a fist on your heart, and just move your hand straight out in front of you. Do that about four times. You know what it feels like, and then take your other arm and do that four times to kind of get a clue of what you're feeling. And I will release from you if you have any attachments dealing with robotic programs. Release that now from your body. So I'll count to five to do that. Here we go. Bring your source energy to you. And one, two, three, four, five. There's released. I want you now to move your arms again. Make like a fist. Put it like on your heart, people say, and just move it straight out. If your arm is freer. Like out both arms. So here we go. Okay. Back to you, ma'am. We could probably give some more testimonials there.
Okay, that felt good. Okay, here's a question first, Ron, and then we'll go on to more testimonials. When we remove death barcodes from ourselves, are the aliens that put those barcodes on us also terminated at the same time? It's annoying how we clear our death barcodes, and sometimes in a couple of months, they've added them on again, not really giving us a chance to heal properly. Thanks.
Well, if they're connected to the barcode energetically and take energy from you, yes, they would be terminated. They just put one on you, and it's there, but they're not actively taking energy. Probably not. Remember, just because you get a barcode put on you, that does not mean that the same races are doing it to you or the same individuals, they'll say. It could be something out of the blue coming to you also. Remember, who is your handler? Okay? And is your handler wanting to put barcodes on you? Especially death ones. Oh, remember, whoever you see out there who is watching you could have something up into their body to check you out, and they may want to, you know, terminate you because of your energy that you're emitting. You know, maybe you're too happy. And they go, oh, this person is having situations here, and it's not the norm. Oh, they must... We need to put some barcodes on so they could, you know, not be, you know, with that energy that no one else has. That's the way they kind of work. Or, you know, maybe you're understanding more and you're cutting out them from your mind energy, and they may want to give you a couple of barcodes because you're not up all the way like you used to be. Well, it's hard to say how and why they give them to you. You know, you could probably imagine anything you want about that, and it'd probably be correct. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay, Ron, another testimonial. I have had a complete shift in my body since the clearings Ron did on the low back and baby drop and putting the spirit back in where it may have been caught during an accident. My left knee has been injured since I was 13 from falling off a horse. I am now 67, and the pain is leaving me now. My back has been in pain for over 30 years, and it's now gone, and I'm able to flex and move again, and every day it's more flexible. I cannot say thank you enough to be released from this pain and inflexibility. It is a blessing that Ron brings us all indeed.
Thank you.
Yes, and you have been doing so many healings on the BBS shows lately, Ron, and I know everyone really appreciates it. Okay. Here's a question. In my past life, I was unsuccessful and I died by drowning. given this knowledge in this life, I'm trying to be successful, and I'm surrounded by successful people who are helping and teaching me. I feel my life is turning around for the better. With the clearings, I can stay focused and think clearly. Thank you, Ron. I no longer feel helpless. I am empowered and successful.
Oh, very good, very good.
Yes. So now that person didn't specifically say that they were doing the mind-to-heart drop. I mean, not mind-to-heart drop. Sorry, I read that. The mental barcode, but that kind of sounds like they might be doing that. Okay. Let's see what we have here. Okay, Ron, I just ran the emergency healing on my arm. It was painful and I was worried about an infection. I just had to have stitches 4 days ago. So here's what happened. I felt warmth in my whole arm and the pain went. I've been running the mind of the body entity and infection clearing, but the emergency clearing was amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, that's why I put it up. That's for something like that. So it's only used in emergency. You don't want to get in there and just use it because, you know, you think you should do that. It's mainly like for a physical body condition normally, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not for like if you're having like a bad hair day or something, you know, and you're upset and your emotions are out of whack. So you have other clearings to use. Do that, you know, your emotional clearing. So the emergency is mainly for physical body problems and situations. And that's where you, you know, you have not, you really can't get in there quickly enough normally to do a special clearing. And you know how things happen instantly. Maybe you're cooking all of a sudden on your stove and you burn your finger or something and run over to that computer and go to that emergency clearing. That's what it's for. It's for body pain and situations with your body. It's not for emotional trauma or anything like that. It's for something happening to your body. Well, back to you.
Great. Okay, yes. Thank you, Ron. Oh, a listener wrote in for a suggestion to the person who said anger was being thrown in their direction, and they suggest the harmonic frequencies clearing, too.
Yeah, that could work. You could also do the clearing that you want to love it out of your life. As it's the anger or whatever they're sending is coming to you and sticking. But you're feeling it. Which means
right.
That you're in resonance and you have a situation going on with yourself for anger. So, you know, you could do an anger clearing. That could help you. But, you know, there's different ways to look at it. Typically, it's an external energy coming to you. So you have blockages in you where you would need the anger clearing for yourself so that the energy will just go right through your body. That's how you need to kind of look at it. If you really feel it bad, that means that resonating with your blockages. So that's another way of looking at it, but I would first do the, you know, the dark side practitioner, or like I said, the versus sex of spell energies, and do that first, and then see how that helps you. If it doesn't help you at all, then by all means, do the anger clearing, and do the unlimited version, so you can do it three times a day. Back to you.
Okay. Since someone wrote in, since being enlisted, I have not had any added death barcodes. I feel that the Vikings are watching my back. Is this true, or is that just wishful thinking?
No, they're I can't say that's 100%, okay? They are watching your back, yes.
Right.
Back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. So it's probably not impossible that you could get barcodes added in, but you're probably more protected, right? So someone else wrote in about the mental barcode. They did the mental barcode clearing 9 years ago, and it was very helpful. But now I have 147 of them. Clearing just even one mental barcode was a relief because at that time we were switching over from analog to digital, and I am sensitive to EMF energies. I would second that because I noticed also right away the first one, two, or three clearings, I really started to feel it.
Great.
What is the name of the clearing for clearing negative energies of people throwing their anger at you? Well, it's the Dark Side Practitioner clearing, or what was the other one you said, Ron?
I'm looking it up right now. I think there's a negative energy clearing. I'll know in a minute here.
Okay. Okay. Shall I read another question, Ron?
Sure, go ahead, and I'm trying to find that clearing.
Okay. Who is the handler, and what does that mean? How do we keep them away? Well, that's the first question. If we could talk about them, they have a second question.
Well, a handler is somebody that you know all the time, that wants to know what you're doing. Using the phrase, they're nosy, want to know what you're doing, how are you today, and everything else. They're keeping track on you. So it's some type of physical person, as you may know. Maybe they come into your life once a week to spy on you, in a sense, to collect data. Maybe it's your dog or cat. Sometimes you look at them and they go, huh, Grover looks a little different today. I wonder why that is, you know? Oh, you know, they can use anything. The clearing that we have here is negative energy attachment clearing. So you may want to look at that one. Negative energy attachment clearing. That would be for something that's connected to you that's causing you harm. And that could be also used by someone else let's just say that, for instance, this is going sideways a little bit, but maybe on your birthday, somebody gave you a necklace or a wristwatch or something, or maybe even a ring to put on your finger. All of a sudden, their energy now is hooked up to that, and that energy from them goes to that object, okay? And from there, it could be causing you harm. So, I don't have that clearing up in front of me. But it's a negative energy attachment clearing. That could be probably many things, I believe. And it's not a whole lifetime one because I don't have unlimited on it. Just a clearing. You could probably check it out, see if we have any information on it. That's how things are attached to you, and people can use attach you, you know, with any type of object or platform or something. So back to you.
Okay, and the same person has a second question. After clearing the death barcodes, how often is best to reach out to Ron to check the numbers of new barcodes? Thank you, Ron.
I'd say probably every 2 to 3 months.
Okay.
You just remember that they don't always get put on you. For the death barcode is put on at your conception. Okay? And so you normally have all these put on you, and they may update it or check on you every year because they update their system. But typically, some people don't have any. They find out what they have, they clear them, and they don't get any other ones. I have a lot of people who ask me that question, do I have any death barcodes? And you may have one or two or zero. So that's everybody's different. Back to you.
Yeah, and we wouldn't know, would we, Ron? There's no sort of physical prompt or something. We're not going to really feel it, are we?
Well, the only physical prompt would be if you have a car accident or almost get run over by something that would be life-threatening to you. That means that you probably have a death barcode on you, and you were able to flee from that and not have a situation going on.
Okay.
Or
right.
It could be maybe you're walking down the sidewalk, down a street, and you go in front of somebody's house on the sidewalk, and gates open, and they have a dog that normally barks at everybody, and the dog thinks that you're in its territory, and it comes chasing you down the street, and the owner sees it and calls the dog back. If the owner, you know, wouldn't be there, then that would be probably a death barcode, you know. So hopefully you wouldn't get tangled up with the dog that's very aggressive, but that would be how I would say, yeah, gee, that happened to me. That's probably a death barcode, but, you know, contact me. Find out. You don't want to run death barcode because you think you have one. Oh, you need to know if you do or not. Oh, back to you.
Okay. Someone else wrote in about animals. Thank you for being there for animals and giving us permission to call on Creation Lightship to take them. I heard hundreds of birds fell out of the sky, so I called Creation Lightship to retrieve them. That's terrible. I wonder where that happened. Okay, well, getting in our room request. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Oh, someone is wondering, we have two free healings, the alien to light and human animal to light clearing, and their question is, are you perhaps going to add that to the monthly clearings, or if someone wants to get those, do they still have to make an email request to get them?
Yeah, they have to make an email request, yes.
Okay.
They will not be added to that a healing bundle that we have.
Right. Okay. Okay. Someone has. Oh, good. I'm glad I saw this. More about the death barcode clearing. How do we do a home barcode removal?
That you would be doing on the death barcode. Need to purchase the death barcode, and you probably already have that, so then you get the unlimited. Now, the unlimited, some people have wanted to know if they have maybe one on their car and maybe one, you know, or something on their house. Oh, I could answer that. I'm getting ready for an expo, so if I get 50 people asking me that question, in fact, I would wait for about 2 weeks to send it to me. You know, it takes me a while to figure that out, and I don't have physical time to relate to that right now.
Right, right.
Yeah, on the unlimited version, you could just probably type it in, you know, like your house, maybe in your car. I will do that for you, but it won't be, you know, very quickly here. So in about 2 weeks. Back to you, and get the unlimited version.
Right, right. And the person goes on to ask, how to do the mental barcode removal. That's one question, but first I'm just going to say that they're also asking about the physical death barcode, spirit and mind of the body. If Ron tells you of 10 death barcodes, then you do the same number on the when you get the unlimited version of the death barcodes and has the different barcodes there, you do the same number. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, except you don't do it for the, you know, the mind of the body. All the other ones would be the same. You have depression. I think you have stress, and there's something else in there too. Fear, I believe.
Right.
All the same.
Okay. Yeah, and I believe a couple of months ago you had us do 100 mind of the body barcodes removal. So I think
that's correct. Yeah,
because I know that probably was, don't have any more mind of the body barcodes. I hope not.
Yeah, that's good. 100 is a good number, and most people have more than 100, but that would get you started. Yes.
Okay. And then they have a question, how to do the mental barcode removal. I have over 100. Well, you purchase the mental barcode clearing, and Ron has generously said, for instance, for this person, you have 100. You don't even need to buy the unlimited version. You can run the whole 100. And once you're in there, it's self-explanatory. And Ron said initially we could run three tabs of it at the same time. But as we just discussed, another listener has even more than 100, and they're doing 10 at a time. And is that kind of, if you feel your body can handle it, I believe is how you said, Ron, then you can do 10 tabs?
Yeah, that's correct. And don't do it on a work day and see how your body responds to it. And it could be way too many for you. So, you know, it just depends. Everybody's different. But, I would not do all 100 at one time. You know, that'd be kind of not a good idea.
Right.
You may try 10. You might try 6. You know, and just see how it's working for you. Remember, your mind is not your body. Some people may say, oh, I'm sure. I think I can do 10. I can do 20, man. Well, my mind says I can do that. Well, your mind's not your body. And so you don't want to have your body go through a crisis as it's trying to release and integrate more energy into it, of source energy. We have to get rid of the old to bring in the new. So by doing 10, you're releasing a lot of stuff out of your body. Let's just say, looking at it a different way, let's just say that you have a lot of energy in your intestines and your stomach, okay, of negative energy where these mind programs will say connections are stored. Oh, say, oh, I'm going to do 20 of these. So what's going to happen to you as your body's releasing this? No, you could have diarrhea, could be throwing up. No, that's a way to look at it. No, so you want to be gentle with your body. And, you know, your body's, you know, not going to really tell you, what are you doing here? You know, it will give you the results. And so, you know, that's the way you need to look at it. Very careful. You know, 3 is fine. I haven't had anybody contact me and say, Ron, and 3 is like overdosing me. You know, so you might do double that, might do 6, you might try 10. Up to you. You know, that's your responsibility for yourself is to, you know, I definitely would not do over 10. And, so just by saying that, it doesn't mean that, oh, Ron said I can do 10, I'll put 10 up. You better check with your body first. You know, maybe you have a problem with a queasy stomach or something anyway. You think, oh, I'm going to go in there, and the queasiness is because of those barcodes. You put a lot in there, you might be, you know, in the bathroom for a long time. May not like that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And this is somewhat related to what you're saying about the healings and how many to do. Hi, Ron. On one computer, is it okay to have the 7 timelines open for one situation and then on another PC a different incident? I have way too many things to crash just on my health alone, so thinking of how to speed up the process. Blessings, Ron.
Well, like I said, what can your body take? Well, you need to focus on one situation first. If you're doing timeline crashing, and concentrate on that first and then go to the next one after you're completed with those timelines that you're doing. So let's just say that you're in a car accident and you broke your foot and you broke your arm. You want to get rid of the energy on your foot. Well, do that first. And then next, do it on your arm. Don't run them both together. Back to you.
Okay. Great. Okay, this email starts, wow. I did the personal object activation, and towards the end, when I closed my eyes, I could see rays of light, and the healing energy was so strong that I could see it with my eyes closed. Also, I have seen a Merkaba with rays of light coming off it with my eyes closed while I've been in the shower.
Sounds like you're pretty in tune. Great, thank you.
Yeah, yeah. That's lucky, actually. Okay. We did want to talk about this. So, good evening, all. Quick question. If one participates in the Body Rejuvenation Monthly calls, is it still necessary to do the Body Rejuvenation Clearing? Thank you. And I did want to bring up tonight, Ron, that we did talk about this, I believe, last weekend, that the special calls are coming up later in the month, the 17th and 24th, I believe. And you did suggest that we run the body rejuvenation before that. So if you want to just talk about that and remind people, and then also this question, would it be redundant if you're on the monthly calls, or should you still do the body rejuvenation?
I would still do the body rejuvenation, yeah. Do that clearing, because it'll give you everything helps. So.
Right, and it would be a very intense focus on just the skeleton. And here I just pulled up the, I don't know if this flyer has actually gone out yet, but I have it here. Special double session, the body skeletal tune-up. Includes both sessions. Session one, skeletal tune-up, that will be February 17th at 1 p.m. And the second one is February 24th. Joints, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons tune-up. Both of those calls will be 2 hours long, and it's $40 to attend both calls. So two Saturdays in a row. That'll be after the expo. And both start at 1 p.m. And there may be, well, you don't need to sign up for that yet. And there may be a link, and then you'll get sent the pin, or the pin will be on the website, or we'll send the pin out to you, but we'll let you know as we get closer. And then it also says, during this healing call, drinking water will be infused with rejuvenating light energy specifically for your personal energy needs. So be sure to prepare ahead of time 5 bottles of drinking water. And that's it. So, oh, and if you aren't already receiving these emails, you get these lovely flyers from Ron, please sign up. Put your email on his website, creationlightship.com. On the right-hand side, there's an opening there. And you can sign up, and you'll receive these then in your inbox. That's really worth doing. Okay. I'm just going to check our time here. Well, it's just about time to go to the light ship, Ron. Let me just see if we can. Okay, someone wrote in about 10 at a time on the mental barcodes. Thank you. Worked fine doing the 10 at a time, but did need extra sleep. Took a one-day break between each step. So thank you for that. That was very helpful. And I guess, Ron, it's time to go to the light ship.
Okay, so this only works live for people listening tonight. If you're listening on an archive, you're going to feel wonderful peace energy. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You want to request out loud one specific situation, incident, or healing you'd like to have. You'd be talking to the light for that. And here we go. We got some names in different rooms. So going up, animals are with you, pets and animals, goldfish, dogs, cats. So here we go. Going up, count to five. You're going to be out of time. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we normally go into the detox room, which is the hot tub room. That's almost on all the different events that we do, go into the light ship. So we're going to go into some requests here. So go into the hummingbird room. Best healing will materialize for you instantly, and their light beings in taking the form of a hummingbird. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And we have a request for a dragon room. So here we go. Here comes the dragons. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And remember, we're going to have our birthday party in a few minutes here. Have a room where your spirit was created. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And it looks like we have a room. People want to have pigs and chickens. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five. Like hibiscus room. Okay, so stronger, 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 and stronger. We have the special clay on the light ship. So here we go. The mud room. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's go to the room for the birthday party. And we're going to the food court. And the light beings are there. And we're going there. We'd like to have to eat some type of dessert. Could have soup, could have salad. I look for the German chocolate cake with the ice cream and the drizzle and the cherry and the hot fudge and nuts on it and whatever else is there. It's about the size of a pencil eraser when you get it. So it's very nourishing. And we're starting to have what we requested here. So you're going to put it on your index finger if you want to eat your tongue. Having that now, and if you wish to have seconds and thirds, you can. And we're all singing happy birthday to the people who were born this month in February. And the light being choirs here, and happy birthday, everybody. So hopefully you're going to enjoy your birthday this month. So we'll go leave here, go into some more healing rooms, and we got something with beach. Warm beach water, I guess, room, sand, healing sand. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five. Looks like we have a white owl room. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And then we'll go to the room with the koala bears and also a room with the dolphins, and we'll come back. So here we go. What's your healing? One, two, three, four, five. And we're now coming back down from the light ship. Feel your body get a little denser. And I'll count to five when you land here. So one, two, three, four, five, and you're here. And we'll turn it back over to Anne again. So go ahead.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was, as always, a wonderful, lovely, and relaxing experience. So thank you. So a listener who I think it's a fairly new because she'd gone on one of the healing calls and was a little confused about what was happening with you counting and also was concerned that, you know, because she didn't get on at the beginning that, you know, she wasn't fully involved. And then she wrote back, we explained to her, you know, what had happened and that you were bringing in the energy by counting. And she wrote in a very, I thought, lovely email I wanted to share with you. I'm sensing that there's a broad healing light energy, a healing of light that transcends thoughts and words. The fact that Ron delineates them into specific topics is just a way to open people up to their possibilities. And it's my intention that directs the light. Ron takes in the group and homogenizes his directives for the biggest need of all. But basically, it's up to the individual to focus and direct the light beings where we want them to go, work, and heal. Is that accurate?
Yes, I would say it would be, yes. So whenever you're on a call with me, including tonight going to the light ship, you're being given source energy, and it's just like you're the only one on the call. So everything is personal to you, and it's how you're requesting and receiving the energy. It's up to you to receive it. And actually, it's up to you to accept it. And so that's probably the easiest way I could really describe that. So when we do our weekly calls, and we go to the light ship to have work done on us, then you're having individual attention to what your needs are. And you're in communication with the light beings. You're there physically talking with them or communicating with them some way, to say it's your mental telepathy, and they will fix you according to your desire, we'll say, of what you would like to have repaired or worked with. Remember, they're not going to look at you and say, oh, you got a broken arm, and man, you got this wrong with you, this, not the other. Well, that's your creation. They're not going to take away your creation. So you need to communicate with them, which is what you normally would do, like every couple minutes, we'll say, and fixed on the light ship, and then you're brought back here. And if you have any residual residue, we'll say, from your energetic bodies that are protecting you here, and you collect that energy again and bring it up to the light ship, it'll be taken away from you. When you come back down here, like those old energetic bodies, like an old, you know, musty coat wrapped around you, and you may feel a little bit of work done, but on the light ship, you're fixed. And every call is devoted to you personally, even if we have, you know, a lot of people online who are still getting what you need. It's not like first come, first serve. No, you're there, and it's up to you to be, I won't use the word, New Age word of like being co-creative, but you need to show up and you need to request, you know, what you'd like to have done with yourself and what you feel your condition is. And then the light will correct that for you. And, you know, like I said, it depends how much work you've done on yourself with the clearings on the website that we have. The hardest thing is when people go to other practitioners over the years and they're really down the rat hole further. Because you have all this gunk on you from the darkness, which is what they were using in the name of the light to help heal you. So the person that hasn't seen a lot of practitioners would be in much better shape than somebody who, on their spiritual path, maybe for 20 years, have had a lot of attunements and things done to you. That's the saddest thing, is that you have all this darkness on you. It'd be harder to get cut loose from that energy. Well, you may need more clearings to do compared to somebody else who showed up and, you know, has not had attunements and transmissions of energies and, you know, working with Saint Germain or Archangel Michael and all these other energies that's out there, which I call the light of the darkness. So that puts you further down the rat hole, emanates you even worse. So, but when you go to the light ship, it doesn't matter to them who you saw or what's going on. The request that helps heal you. And it's instant. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you. Another testimonial. Thank you for the clearing you did for the spirit and the accident. My body feels a lot of release and tension in my upper trapezius is gone. Wow, very grateful. So I believe, in case that was a show you were not able to be on yet, or, you know, either weren't on it live or didn't, you know, listen to the archive yet, I believe it was just last Saturday, January 27th, that Ron did that amazing healing where he had us remember an accident or an incident that we had, that it was likely our spirits left our bodies in that moment, and then he put our spirit back, so we got healing back, you know, back in time in that moment, and it was very, very powerful for everybody. And Ron has said that'll work. I believe I'm right about that, Ron. That'll still work on the archives three times for us.
So I believe what I did is sometimes your spirit is in you when you have the accident, so it gets munched also. Whatever happened to you, it happened to it. Normally the spirit leaves the body. So this is for your munched spirit that went through a train wreck, you know, just like you did. And that could be, your spirit could stay messed up, we'll say, broken, abused, or whatever word you want to use there, for your whole life, as it wasn't taken care of. Well, this, what I talked about on that show, actually brought your spirit into wholeness again. And then at that point, we could, you know, take the energy and re-heal you with the spirit that's not corrupted. So, back to you. So it will work three times. If you're going to do it yourself, I would not waste it on yourself without getting friends with you. You know, because it's designed for you to tell other people, to help them out. So find some other people before you listen to it. And everybody has situations going on. So help out your friends along with yourselves. And if you try it four times, it won't work. It will work three times for you on the archives. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and another person wrote in a testimonial about the same healing that you did. At the age of 25 and 8 months pregnant, this person was in a very serious car accident, almost lost the baby, and has suffered since then. Since recently, I've been doing your healings and starting to feel better, but during this healing, my body shook and water began coming out of my eyes, even though I was not crying. Wow, I feel so different and great. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you do a clearing or many clearings on your child, because it took the trauma, you also, and it's impregnated with that in the DNA, so you want to get that out. You want to look up some more clearings, you know, do some whole lifetime ones for your child. Unless it happened, you know, when, you know, maybe the child is grown up, but maybe it's only 3-4 years old or something. A lot of whole lifetime clearings for your child. Back to you.
Okay. Now, Ron does healing called the 4-in-1 clearing. And we have a lovely testimonial, Ron, but I know that two things. There are prerequisites to doing this clearing, and also you can't really do any 4-in-1s for the next few months because you're going to be so busy with travel and the special calls and everything. But we do have a lovely testimonial here from someone who did that. Would you like me to read that, or would you like me to save it until after the expos?
You might as well read it since
okay.
Talking about it. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I had my 4-in-1 done about 3 weeks or so ago. I am not a feeling person, even with all the clearings I have done. However, overall, I notice a decreased elevation in my response to drama. I have a better handle on my emotions 90% of the time. My energy level is higher or increased even at age 58. During special calls, I get really relaxed. During my 4-in-1, I had no feeling when I was reunited with my home base. When I was reunited with my twin flame, well, that was a different story. Mine was a mermaid. So that explains a lot about me. I am always drawn to water. Not so much that I like to swim, because I do, but I love looking into water, looking for fish and other water life. I love to snorkel. During the call, I had this extreme giddy feeling of joy and happiness. Today, every time I think of my twin flame, I am content and joyful. Even if it's just for a short time, I am working on trying not to kick out my spirit every hour of my waking day. A habit takes work. Thanks for all you do. I am a lifer with Creation Lightship.
Great. Thank you.
Yes. And do you want to share anything else about the 4-in-1, Ron?
Not at this time.
Okay. And let's see what else we have here. Well, hi, Ron. Let me ask you this. I know you are busy, but you see doing many clearings. You see the clearing we purchased, and if you have recommendations for other clearings, it would be very appreciated. So I'm not sure if this person means specifically for them or just in general.
I don't normally look at or check out people when they have a clearing. We have the ones that we'll just say our protocol. So, you know, you need to do your emotional through a whole lifetime clearings. Typically, there's maybe 5 that you need to do. So your emotional, mental, everybody's in fear of something, so a fear clearing. Then where do you live? Do you live in trauma? Do you live in anxiety? You know, what buttons get pushed that cause you situations? But you first want to do the clearing of the emotional and the mental and the fear, and then at that point you reevaluate yourself, see where you are, because you might think you need something that clearing has taken away. And, you know, people who are very sensitive, we have a sensory body clearing, but you need to do probably about 5 of those basic whole lifetime clearings, then reevaluate yourself. Oh, I guess getting close to the end here. We probably got a minute to go here, I guess. Might be cutting into the other show here. So we'll be at the Expo next weekend. Like Ann said, if you would like to hear the talks that I'm doing, then can contact us maybe a little bit later on during the week here, or at least send your information to clsquestions@yahoo.com with the receipt that you paid. And Anne will probably set you up with the conference call PIN number to use at that particular time. And the expo is online, LA Expo. It's Conscious Life Expo. We also have it on the website there. Just be under the events there, so you can look there on the very top. It may direct you right to the page. So let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. But here we go. To command your spirit. So you say, I'll command my spirit. Take the thoughts of my head, put them into my heart. We'll do this a short way. There might be a lot of oldies listening. If you're a newbie, you want to count from 10 to 1, but this is for the oldies. Means that after you've done this for maybe a couple of weeks, and the one you can change it to 3, 2, 1. So here we go. This is for the old beast here. So 3, 2, 1, 3, 2, 1, and 3, 2, 1. There we go. So puts you in peace energy. you won't be able to think because thoughts are from the darkness, connecting you to mass mind consciousness, matrix, and you're at peace because you're not thinking. And want to state as much as you can. Do this whenever you can, 10 times a day. But you have to say it out loud, whisper it. And so we'll just say blessings to everybody. So thank you. And thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And definitely thank you, all your listeners. And thanks for all the testimonials from everybody. Blessings. See you later, everyone. Have a good evening. Bye.